This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, August 24th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. FDA gets leader for human foods program. Labor Department investigating fewer wage complaints at farms and specialty crop block grants. Praise for FDA's new deputy commissioner choice. The Food and Drug Administration's announcement that former EPA official Jim Jones would be the new deputy commissioner for human foods received applause from all quarters yesterday. Western Growers, Consumer Reports, the Environmental Working Group, American Frozen Food Institute, and International Fresh Produce Association, among others, issued statements applauding the choice. Jim has a proven record of government leadership as evidenced by his work on the critical Reagan-Udall Foundation expert panel resulting in the December 22 report on operational evaluation of the FDA's human foods program. Western Growers Senior Vice President of Science Deanne Davis said the new position was one of the report's many recommendations to improve the foods program. Jones has worked for the Household and Commercial Products Association and run his own consulting firm since departing EPA in 2017. He was the assistant administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention for about 5 years and was at that agency for 19 years. The industry needs a deputy commissioner who has the experience to address transformational change and ability to lead this culture shift within the agency. IFPA Chief Food Safety and Regulatory Officer Natalie Donoso said. You can read more on Jackie Fetka's story on AgriPulse.com. Report finds drop in Labor Department investigations into farms. The Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division is conducting fewer investigations into potential violations on farms, that according to a new report by the Economic Policy Institute that found the number of such probes reached a new record low of 879 in fiscal year 2022. Report authors Philip Martin, an agriculture and resource economics professor at the University of California, Davis, and Daniel Costa, EPI's director of immigration law and policy research, say a lack of funding and small staff at the agency have contributed to the decline. Expansion of the H-2A visa program over the years also may be a factor, they said. Now take note. Martin and Costa say Congress should give WHD more funding for investigations and recommend the agency issue larger fines for violations. They also want to make it easier for H-2A workers to change employers and prohibit employers with previous wage and hour violations from hiring through the H-2A. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA awards $72.9 million for specialty crop block grants. Departments of Agriculture in 55 states and territories will split $72.9 million under the USDA's Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, the department's agriculture marketing service said yesterday. The 2023 grants bring the total amount invested through the program to $1 billion spread across nearly 12,000 projects. State departments can fund projects that will enhance the competitiveness of specialty crop products and create new market opportunities for specialty crop producers. For example, USDA said the California Department of Food and Agriculture will fund 46 projects focusing on areas such as equity, climate change, food security, nutrition, and marketing. From enhancing nutrition and education in schools to expanding consumer markets and increasing research in critical areas of food safety, CDFA's partnership with USDA on this program furthers the competitiveness of the specialty crop sector on the national level with a lens of equity and commitment to climate resilience. Those are the words of CDFA Secretary Karen Ross. Carbon capture, ethanol interest urge Treasury to use GREET model. The American Carbon Alliance yesterday called for the greenhouse gases, regulated emissions, and energy use and technologies, the GREET model, to be used as the framework for a sustainable aviation fuel tax credit, argued that doing so would make ethanol the, quote, prime feedstock for the fuel. ACA, in a letter to Treasury Department officials, called the GREET superior to the International Civil Aviation Organization's model. ACA is a coalition of carbon capture and ethanol groups. Take note, Treasury hasn't made a decision on which model to use, and other federal agencies reportedly have been divided on the issue. New York horse trainer to pay fine. Restore wetlands as a part of settlement. A New York horse trainer has agreed to pay a $200,000 fine and restore 18 acres of wetlands as a part of a settlement with the Justice Department. The Environmental Protection Agency alleged Mark Ford and his associated businesses filled about two dozen acres of wetlands and rerouted a waterway in Orange County, New York, without authorization from the Army Corps of Engineers. The equine training facility is classified as a medium concentrated animal feeding operation. Defendants must immediately take interim measures to stop the unauthorized discharges of processed wastewater, including from the swimming pool, manure storage barns, and horse wash operations at the Slaughter Road site and the Ford Equine site. That according to the proposed consent decree, which is now out for public comment. BASF announces new version of Liberty. BASF Agriculture Solutions is announcing the introduction of its latest herbicide, Liberty Ultra, which the company says will deliver the same results with less product. The specific combination of solvents and surfactants added to the Liberty herbicide formulation creates a significant weed control advantage over generic glufosinate herbicides, said Liam Vincent, technical marketing manager for BASF. The company expects to receive EPA registration later this year, which will allow for a targeted launch in 2024 and a full launch in 2025. Senators seek to streamline NRCS conservation practice standards and add transparency. A bipartisan group of four senators announced a bill yesterday to make the process of updating Natural Resources Conservation Service practice standards more transparent. The Streamlining Conservation Practices Standards Act would require the agency to review conservation practice standards at least once every 5 years, create a streamlined process for interim standards, and require NRCS to make information more publicly available. The legislation is sponsored by Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. Here's today's He Said It. Every farmer in this country would like to buy diesel at a 20% off, just like they're buying it in China. At North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, during the first 2024 presidential debate for the Republican Party's slate of candidates last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, August 24th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.